Hi everyone. All right, today's topic is two reminders to appreciating the sales journey. Okay, the topic's a little different than norm, but without a doubt more important. We are often taught that the prospect chooses using logic, but will ultimately purchase based on emotion. In knowing so, a good salesperson always caters information and statements based on the two. A car salesperson is, for example, readily equipped to say two of the following statements. Statement 1. You are right. The fuel efficiency of this car is amazing. You would easily be saving the next amount annually as compared to. Statement 2. Oh, pink is your favorite color? Well, we have this model in pink as well, and it's a limited edition one. We do so because saying the right things gives us the best opportunity to convince a prospect. Regardless of whether the prospect purchases or not, a salesperson is wired to treat the relationship as a potential sale once they have been pre-qualified. Our performance significantly affects our rice bowl, and as such, a salesperson is dedicated to succeed. Unfortunately, with this logical approach to being a salesperson, more often than not, we lose our emotional attachment in this journey to success. The turnover rate for the sales force is by far the highest among all industries. In the US, the sales people turn over average around 34.7 annually, which is 1 in 3 each year. There is, of course, various reasons for employee turnover, but losing our emotional attachment to being a salesperson is definitely the nail in the coffin every time. In knowing all of this, here are two reminders to how we can appreciate and extend the longevity of the sales journey. We are all human. We lose ourselves, it happens. I realized I lost a big part of myself recently when I could not make heads or tails of shapes of clouds that were passing me by. When I was a kid, I remember that I would stare out the car window, looking at clouds, and my imagination would take over. Every cloud was something, a face, a dragon, a ship just floating in the sky. And when given the chance again, all I could see was a cloud. The sales journey is an intensive version of growing up. We are constantly meeting new people, communicating vast amount of value, and performing the pitch and close repeatedly. There is a sense of Groundhog Day to it, which is nothing wrong until we start to let the victories and defeats define us. We have all seen that one salesperson who does everything right, but is unable to make a sale and took it so badly, it affected the rest of his month. On the flip side, there is the one salesperson who did well for the month, but the success got to his head and he ended up alienating himself from his colleagues. We are all human, be it a salesperson or a prospect. Humans make mistakes. But the one difference that separates us from other living things is our ability to self-reflect. As a salesperson, we must use it to our advantage and evolve accordingly so that continuous success is guaranteed. Alright, point 2. The sale does not justify the means. We have all heard the saying, the end justifies the means. It means that wrong or unfair methods may be used if the overall goal is good. I completely disagree with this statement, but only because the sale is not the end. We have seen countless times where salespeople treat the sale as that final goal, like it's the last block in a game of snake and ladders. Reaching that mark using anything it takes does not necessarily make you a winner anymore. If anything, the nearsightedness creates an opportunity cost that might be regrettable. My sales cycle is simple. It starts with people, then communication, and finally ends with growth before repeating itself. Notice how I chose the word growth instead of sale or close. Growing could be through any of the four: financial, knowledge, network, or skills. It serves two purposes. One being to take pressure off a salesperson in thinking that the sale is the end-all be-all, because it is not. Secondly, it provides a framework to how a salesperson should approach a prospect. While the prospect might not end up purchasing, the value in which you can garner from the relation is still limitless in the future. Alright, thank you for listening in today. Bye.